Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we finished our question and answer series. Listen today as we go back to our study of 1 John with chapter 1, verses 8 through 10.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready, as we are going to finish out 1 John chapter 1, starting with verse 8 in today's study, as we take up in our study of 1 John. Now, don't forget, we just finished our question and answer period that we do every December, and I hope that it was a blessing to you. And perhaps there were some questions that you would have liked to have asked, and you just never wrote us a letter or sent us an email, and therefore we don't have it. So you say, I would like to have my question answered. Just send us an email or a letter, and you can get that from us. You can write us at info@centralbaptistocala.org. That's info@centralbaptistocala.org. And you can send in your Bible question. Dr. Hopper will make sure that I receive it. And then also, you can write us at our physical address, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue. That's 36, okay? 36th Avenue, Ocala. That's O-C-A-L-A, Florida. And our zip code is 34471. Okay, so if you would like to write us a letter. Now, what we do is one of two things. We try to answer your letter as quickly as possible. And then secondly, we may use it. We don't necessarily always use it, but we may use it on our question and answer period. And if we do, then we will leave your name out of it so we don't cause problems for you nor for us. So, again, if you'd like to be a part of the Q&A, just go ahead and do that. Now, also, I just gave you an email and a physical address at which to contact us. And it's not just for Bible questions. We'd like to hear from you with your, really, with your encouragement. Or even your criticisms. Yes, some people like to criticize things that I say, things that I teach, and I understand that, and so we're not offended by that, but we like to know that you are listening. And one of the great things, though, about those that write us letters of encouragement, we have, for example, Mr. Dick Vaught, who will take this message when I'm done. I'll probably be in here an hour to 2 hours each Wednesday recording, and I just preach straight from the Bible through the whole thing, and then he goes and breaks it up into segments and writes intros and outros for it. And so that's what you get. But he does a lot of work. What I do for an hour to 2 hours, he does from anywhere from 5 to 10 hours, getting it ready for radio. And that's all free. He does that on his own time because he loves the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's doing this to serve the Lord. And then Dr. Mark Hopper, of course, he is our IT man, a master at the computer and these things, and so he does a great job. And so together, these men have really done a lot of work. But in their work, they also give it freely. They don't charge us, for which we are greatly thankful. They love the Lord, and they serve God. So I think it's good when you write a letter and let them know how much you appreciate the Lamp and Light broadcast. And then also, I would encourage you to write it, because we take offerings in our church on Wednesday night. Our church pretty well underwrites this program as it appears on the various radio stations here in America and around the world. And so I hope that you will write and just say how it's blessed you in some form or another, maybe something you got from a lesson that I taught that day, because when I read that to our people on a Wednesday night, boy, it just blesses their heart to know that what they're giving is helping someone in this world. And so we appreciate that so very much. And then finally, we have a website. I just want to spend some time on that for a few moments here before we get to our study for today. And this is a long one, so you'll want to write this down. But I will tell you how it will help you when I get done, okay? Now, the website is sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Now, let me spell it out for you slowly. www.sermonaudio.com/. And that right slash is the line that leans to the right underneath the question mark on your keyboard, okay? So, right slash, and then CENTRALBAPTIST. Now, that's all one word. I mean, there's no breaks in that, so I would encourage you to write that down, and I'll give it again here in just a few minutes. I won't spell it out next time. I'll just say sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. So when we do that, then maybe you'll want to write it down. Now, let me just tell you about this site. We live stream our church services Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday night at 7:30. We do that from our website, as well as our revival meetings and all other special meetings that we may have in the church. And so it's a live stream through our Sermon Audio site. And those are all Eastern times, by the way. Now, we don't want anybody to watch our church services. If you have a local church, then don't stay home and watch ours. You support your local church and you be faithful to it. But now, on the other hand, we have on that website the sermons for the week that are on the radio, and they stay on that site from now on. I personally probably have about 3,500 of my own sermons through radio and Sunday sermons that are on there. Now, in addition to that, if you scroll down that site, when you get to the main page, you'll see in the center section, you'll see where it says sermons by Bible, sermons by speaker, sermons by date, things of that nature, and series and so forth. Well, under sermons by speaker, you can click on and hear those that have preached here at our church. And then also, you can get on and put in a Bible passage. For example, we're going to be in 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, starting today. Well, that'll be in there, when you hear this, that'll already be in there, and you can click on to that website, and as you click on and put in the 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, you'll not only see what we cover here over the next several days, but you'll see other sermons that have been preached from that, and not every one of them by me, some maybe by other people. So, again, I encourage you to do that. We just recently preached a sermon on the main page of Sermon Audio that was titled, I'm Tired. Well, it got a lot of downloads. We had well over 1,000 downloads from desktops and almost that many from just the mobile apps. All of that in just about a little over a week's time. And so that was a tremendous thing. And by the time you listen to this, we've probably had between the two over 2,000 downloads. But in addition to that, we've got a place there on the Sermon Audio page that says recommended picks. It'll be in the right column. When you scroll down, you'll see it there, recommended picks. And those are sermons that have just really blessed people's hearts, and people have gotten a lot out of it. And the sermon, I'm Tired, is on there. It was also printed in the National Sword of the Lord publication. Dr. Shelton Smith, the editor, and they put it in their October 20th, 2017 edition. And the Lord has used it to bless some preachers' hearts who have contacted me and told me about it. And I'm just saying that to say that that site at sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Now, we're talking about our site, not the main site of Sermon Audio, but the site that we have. Again, that's www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. And again, if you go there, you can see the sermons that I've preached. My father, Dr. Jesse Bloom, has well over 200 sermons on there. And so these are just sermons that we have preached in this place, and we want you to be able to use that. Many have preached from there, some men's names that you know, and be able to learn from it and to get blessed by many of those sermons that are on there. And so I encourage you to go there. Maybe you're looking for a series. We did a series some time ago about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And sermon by series, you can click on that, and it'll bring that up, as well as other series that we have done. Most of the series will be books of the Bible, but they are there. So again, let me encourage you to go to our website. Well, I've spent a lot of time doing that, but I did that so that you would have it and know all about it and have something that may help you in your spiritual life. Now, if you will, let's go to 1 John chapter 1 and verses 8 through 10 as we now pick up with the study here and try to finish out the first chapter here of 1 John. Now, we read in verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Have you ever said, it'll be all right, when others have told you, it won't work? My wife Janice and I had been married about 6 months, and we decided to move to North Carolina. Her mother owned about a 40-acre farm and had on that farm a cabin that had been built at the turn of the 20th century from 1899, somewhere in that era had been built. Didn't have plumbing in it. We had to dip our water out. We had that little house out back. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. But it was a place to live in. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.